start with the Gemara on Daf Chof Beis, where we'll be talking about making a Eruv in Rishus HaRabim. Maybe we'll go into the Shaila that was brought up in the time of Reb Moshe Feinstein in New York, if we are able to make a Eruv in Manhattan, because he says it's a din of Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim might need doors. It won't be enough to make a Eruv of the Lechi and the Korah. You might need to, as we'll see, through the sugya. Mishnah says in Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, Reb Yehuda Omer, Moisa Derech Rabbi Mafsek Koson, Yisalkenu Letzdodin, V'chachomim Omerim Eino Tzorich. We're talking about a passing bay rose. There's Rishus HaRabim, which is an open space. There's Rishus HaYochid, which is surrounded by mechitzos. The Rambam says a Rishus HaYochid has to have four mechitzos. The Rishonim, some say, Tosfos says three mechitzos, Rav Yehuda holds two mechitzos. Al Koponim, it needs mechitzos, could have to be a Rishus HaYochid. Then, there's also called Pase Beiros, which is a different kind of a mechitza. Pase Beiros is a place where there's a bear, well, where the Chachomim were matir for Ole Regolim, they should be able to give water for their behemoths when they go up to Leregel, and for them, they made a special cooler that they could use a mechitza called Pase Beiros, which is surrounding the bear on corners. Each corner has two mechitzas to each side, so it comes out that each side would have two mechitzas from the two sides of it, and the middle would be open for the bear to go. And the Ritva, it says in the Tosfos, in the beginning of this paragraph in passing, Tosfos says that even though the area between the mechitzas of the Pase Beiros is Rov Parutz, and we know the Gemara says in Daf Tesvov, Omer Achmona Lo Tifrutz Ruba, that a mechitza has to be that Rov is closed in and a mute could be open, but a Rov can't be Parutz, and here by Pase Beiros it's either Am on both sides, that means two Amos on each side and 10 amos in the middle open, or 13 and a third open, the fever of Yehuda. So Tosfos says, Hain reiche deleke sheim dalet mechitzos, ki hocha, dehoil ve'ikim chol tzad amo mikan, v'amo mikan choshiv Pesach. Tosfos says, since there's an amo on each side, it's called a Pesach, even though Rov is Parut, and even though it's more than 10 amos, the Ritva says in the beginning of the prayer, just there, like there's halacha l'moshe misina of lovud, and different kinds of mechitzos, so the same thing, there's also Pase Beiros that Mina Torah is called a Rishus HaYochid. Al Koponim, Reb Yehuda says that even though we make Pase Beiros and it makes it into a Rishus HaYochid in order to give your behemoths to drink from the well while they go into this area of the passing, but if Derech Rishus HaRabim is Mafsekosom, Derech Rishus HaRabim goes through the Mechitzos, so that ruins the mechitza. The rabbin go through it. So again, there's a Rishus HaRabim inside, even though there's mechitzas, but the rabbin are mevato the mechitza. So Rishus HaYochid is a place where it's a private area. And since the rabbin goes through, it's as if there's no mechitzas. You don't have to take the Derech HaRabim and move it to the side. It still is considered a Rishus HaYochid, a private area, even though the rabbin goes through it. Then the Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozo, Damri, Talvayu, Kano, Diacho, Koichon, Shel, Mechitzos. That the Rabbonim that say, even though the rabbin goes through it, it's still called a Rishus HaYochid because of the Mechitzos. That's the Koach of the Mechitzos. It's so strong, the koach of the mechitzos, that it still is considered a Rishus HaYochid, even though rabbim go through. So the Gemara says, Kan v'svirele, does Rabbi Yochanan hold, like the Rabbonon, that rabbim are not mevatel mechitzos? V'omar rabbi balbachonam Rabbi Yochanan Yerushalayim, ilmole dal seysel ninoles balaylo, chayov inoleo mishum Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yochanan himself says that Yerushalayim, it's a city surrounded by a wall, and it has gates, and the gates are mefulash from one side to the next. That means if you go through one gate, you could go through in a straight line till the next gate is all open, until you go out of the city from the other side of the wall. And that's called the Rishus HaRabim. Since there's Tezayin Amos, 16 Amos wide is called the Rishus HaRabim. And some Rishonim say you also need that 600,000 people go through the city, or they're in the city. That we'll see at the end of this year. So it would be considered, all Yerushalayim would be considered a Rishus HaRabim, since there's open streets, Mefulosh, from side to side. But since it has doors on the gates have gates that close at night. So since they're closed at night, so it's called a Rishus HaYochid. But if they wouldn't be closed at night, it would be called a Rishus HaRabim. So we see here that even though Yerushalayim has Mechitzos, it has Chomos around it, but since the Rabbim would go through it, it has a Mevus HaMfuloshos, so it would be considered a Rishus HaRabim, it wouldn't be considered a Rishus HaYochid. And Rabbi Yochanan says, like Rabbonon, that Eino Tzorich, that Rabbim are not Mevatli Mechitzos. The Gemara answers, Elo Kanvelo Svirale, that the Rabbonon, that Rabbi Yochanan said in the Mishnah that it tells us Koach Mechitzos, but he doesn't hold that way. He holds, Rabbi Yochanan really holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbim are Mevatli Mechitzos. But he said that the Rabbonon tell us the Koach of Mechitzos. So then the Gemara, then the Gemara asks a stira from Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda, that we say Yeser al Kain, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Mishoyu lo shnei botim, Mishnei tzidei reshus orabim, Oysa lo lechi mikan, velechi mikan, akura mikan, akura mikan, venoisen venoisen beemtza. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have a reshus orabim, a street, and on two sides there's houses, so the houses on both sides form the mechitzas of reshus hayochid. So you could make a lechi and a korah on the third side, and that would be matir it to become a reshus hayochid. That means it was a reshus hayochid midoraisa because of two mechitzas. That's our review of the holds. And midorabonan you need to add on a lechi and a korah. So, and even though it's called a reshus harabim, and the rabbim go through, you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that rabbim are not mevatel mechitza. It still remains a reshus hayochid. Amuloy, the rabbonon told him, ein ma'avin reshus harabbim bekach. That reshus harabbim, you can't be ma'ariv that way. That means the rabbim are mevatel the mechitza. Kashi the Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda by Pasi Beiros says that the derech harabbim is mafsekoson yisal kenol etzdonin, and that means the rabbim are mevatel the mechitza. And legabi reshus harabbim. From Shnei Botim and Shnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbim are not Mevatel the Mechitza. And Kasha the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan and the Mishnah of Pasei Beiros say that the Rabbim are not Mevatel the Mechitza. Eino Tzorich, and the Derech HaRabim could continue to pass through the Pasei Beiros. And by Shnei Botim and Shnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, you cannot be Ma'arif. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda le Kasha. There's a difference between the mechitzos of Pasei Beiros and the mechitzos of the Shnei Botim, Shnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Over there it's a complete mechitza, so the rabbim can't be mevatel. But Pasei Beiros, since it's not a complete mechitza, so there's different levels of mechitza. Even it would be called a mechitza legabei Rishus HaYochid, but the level of the Pasei Beiros is a weaker level of mechitza, and if the rabbim go through, they are mevatel the mechitza. And the stira and the rabbonon, the gemara answers the rabbonon at the rabbonon amile kashi hochi keshem alba mechitzas. The fi the rabbonon pase beros, since it has on all corners, it has a mechitza of ama, so it has a shem of four mechitzas. That means it has a certain strength, which is called four mechitzas, complete, sealed off. Hosam lek shem dalad mechitzas, but by a reshus harabim, that's from two sides, and you make a kura, it doesn't have a shem dalad mechitzas. And mele, by the shnei botim shnei tzidei reshus harabim, the rabbim would be mevato the mechitza. By pasei beirois, it wouldn't be mevato the mechitza. So lefi Rabbi Yehuda, Pasei Beiros is a weaker kind of mechitza, and lefi the Rabbanan, Pasei Beiros is a stronger kind of mechitza. And Tosfos says that Rabbi Yochanan, lefi this maskana, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yochanan said that Yerushalayim, if it wasn't the gate, it wasn't for the gates that were closed at night, would be a reshus harabim. So that means that the rabbim can be mevatel mechitza. So Tosfos says, kimen de maskino de rabbi echnon sova leker rabbi yudo amai chayovin oleo mishum reshu sorabi o isle shtei mechitzas doi reise. Rabbi yudo holds by shnei botim shnei tzide reshu sorabim that two mechitzas form a reshu sayochid midor reise. So Yerushalayim has for sure two mechitzas. It has even more. It has a wall surrounding it. It just has gates that are open from one side to the next. But Be'emes it should be called a Rishuso Yochid Midoraisa. So why does he say that Ninolus Balayla is a must today that it should be called a Rishuso Yochid? It should be called a Rishuso Yochid without that. So Tosfos says, V'yeshloima, Yerushalayim oizo mefuleshes me'albats dodin, v'chayovin oleo mishum Rishuso Rabim, le'oimed be'emtza pilush deleke mechitza. Yerushalayim was from four sides, like north to south and east to west. It had gates on all four sides, and all the gates were mechuvan. They were opposite each other, and if you walked either from one side to the next, from south to north, or from east to west, it would always be mefulash. So Memela, the person who's standing in the center on the crossroad, he sees all four sides mefulash. So for him, it would be a reshus or rabbi. So even though Rabbi Yehuda says that Shnei Mechitzos is a Doraisa, but here they're standing Bemsa Pilush, it's called a Rishus Rabbi. So Tosfos is talking Loimed Bemsa Pilush. The Baal Amor doesn't say the words Loimed Bemsa Pilush, he says also that it's a crossroads, Shesi Ve'erev, so it's called a Rishus Rabbi, even like a Rabbi Yehuda. The Ramban asks on him in the Melchamos that how could you call a Rishus Rabbi Lefachot, at least, in between the mechitzas, not where you're standing in the center in the crossroad or in the intersection. If you're standing in between the houses on the street that leads up to the intersection, for sure over there it should be called a reshus hayochid, because shnei batim shnei tzidei reshus harabim is a reshus hayochid. So over there it should be called a reshus hayochid. So why is it called that Yerushalayim? The whole Yerushalayim is called a reshus harabim because it's open from side to side. That the Ramban asks on the Baal Amor, which is also the Shita of Tosfos. The Chazon Ish asks a very interesting question. The Chazon Ish asks, how could you call the one standing in the intersection that is standing in a Rishus HaRabi? That Rishus HaRabi is open to where? To the streets that are leading up to it. And those roads that are leading up to it are called a Rishus HaYochid, because it's Shnei Botim, Shnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabi. So Memele, it's Mefulash to Rishus HaYochid, it's not even Mefulash to Rishus HaRabim. So how could that be called a Mefulash, that called a Rishus HaRabim, if all the roads leading up to it is a Rishus HaYochid? Therefore the Chazon Ish says that, it could be that's why the Ritva says, brings down the Tosfos, and he says, Lo Mechuver, and he doesn't say why, so the Chazon Ish says, maybe that's the reason, it could be also the reason of the Ramban. But it's interesting that the Ramban doesn't point out the Nekuda that the Chazon Ish says. He just says, maybe he says it Bekitzer, he says that the roads leading up over there should at least be called a Rishus HaYochid. But the Chazon Ish says even in the intersection, it's called a Rishus HaYochid because it's open to a Rishus HaYochid, not to a Rishus HaRabi. We'll go over to Davov, who's also brought this in. Davov, the Gemara says, Tonu Rabbanan, Amud Aleph, Keitzad Me'adrin, Keitzad Me'alvin, Derech Rishus HaRabi. A road that's a Rishus HaRabim, how could you make a Eruv that it should be called like a Rishus HaYochid? Oysa Turas HaPesach Mikan V'lechi V'Koiro Mikan. On one side, you make a Turas HaPesach, on one side, a Lechi V'Koiro. Chanan Yoimer, Beit Shammai Yoimrim, Oysa Delas Mikan V'Delas Mikan, Shal Yoytze V'Nichnas Noyal. Beit Shammai holds that you need the doors from both sides and you have to close it. It's much more from Beit Shammai, Kozman, it's open, it's still not yet a Rishus HaYochid, it has to be closed. So we have a machlokas in Beisila. That means the Tanakhama says that Atzuras HaPesach from one side Lechi V'Koiro, you don't need a Delas. Chananya says you need a Delas on one side. So the Gemara asks, Rishus HaRabim Ni'alva, how could you make a Eruv Bechlal in Rishus HaRabim to make it a Rishus HaYochid? The Gemara is from the same Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda that he says, Shnei Botim, Shnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could put a Lechi V'Koiro, and Omgule, the Rabbana said, Ein Malvin Rishus HaRabim Bekach. So you see that the Rabbana say you can't make a Eruv in Rishus HaRabim with a Lechi V'Koiro, so how do you say that you're Ma'ariv or Rishus HaRabim? V'chite me Bekachu Deloi Me'alva, that you can't make a Lechi V'Koiro, but if you make Delosos, so it would be called the Eruv for Rishus or Rabim or Bitlosis. Me'alveh, v'omar Rabbe b'abachanam Rabbi Yechnan Yerushalayim y'mole dil tzoyseo ninonis balayil chayov nelo mishum Rishus or Rabim. So they said that Yerushalayim, if it wouldn't have the gates closed at night, it would be called the Rishus or Rabim, only because the gates are closed, so it's called the Rishus HaYochid. So the Fi Rashi, the Kash of the Tosas brings down that that's what Rashi means. The Rashi holds the Kash of the Gemara is that by Yerushalayim you see you need losses on two sides and it's not enough to Lechi V'Koiro. So the Kash is, why do you say Lechi V'Koiro? You need a Delis. And the fact that it says Nin Olos on that, it's not a Kash. It could be Rashi also holds that Hananias Beisila, that they say Delis means Nin Eles. So that's not a Kash. The Kash was that maybe you need losses on two sides. Tosfos learns that the kasha is, why does it say here that Yerushalayim need olos, and Hananya just says you need a delis, and it doesn't say you need that it should be in elis. V'oma ule, hani abuli de mechuze, the she'orim of the city mechuze, and they were mechuven zekin egetze, and Rashi says, v'oyu bo shishim riba, in the city there were 60 riba, because that's Rashi's shita, it's brought into Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Shin Mem Hesiv Zayit, that there's Shitas Rashi, that you need Shishim Riba, the Rambam doesn't mention it, so it comes out the first Shita in the Shulchan Aruch is that a Rishus HaRabim is Mokum, that's a road of Tes Zayinam Sheshes Re'amo. And Lefi Rashi, you need also that it should have Shesh Meus Elef, and that's all we learn now from Digle HaMidbar. So the Gemara says, Hani Abuli Demchuzet Desharim, that are in Mechuzet Molet, also saying in Olois, if it wouldn't be for that their gates are closed at night, chayovin alein mishum rishus orabim. So it would be chayov mishum rishus orabim. So you see that you need, either you see that you need in all, or you see that you need closed from both sides. Amrav Yudah ochikom haketzad ma'avin mavoy samfud loshes lo rishus orabim. Oysa tzor asa pesach mikan v'lechi v'kura mikan. That we're talking here in this braisa to make a eruv for a mavoz, the road, the mavoy, the alleyways, the streets that lead up to the road, that's a Rishus HaRabim. So those, either it's enough with Lechi V'Koiro and Tzuras HaPesach, or you need a Delis and a Lechi V'Koiro. And when we say that you need Delosos, like Yerushalayim, that's the Rishus HaRabim itself. The Rambam says, the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin from Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud says, Shnei Ksolim Yerushus HaRabim, two walls in Rishus HaRabim, Ve'om Oivrim Beinayim, and everybody walks through those walls in the Rishus HaRabim, Ketzad Machshir Beinayim, how do we make kosher in between, that means to make it a Rishus HaYochid, to be able to be metaltel. Oise delosos mikan, v'delosos mikan. V'achar kach yase b'neim Rishus HaYochid. So you make doors from both sides, and after you make the doors on both sides, so then in the middle it's called a Rishus HaYochid. V'einoi tzorich linoi la delosos balayla. You don't need to lock the gate, to close the gates at night. Avol tzorich shiu reuyos linoi. It has to be roy to be able to close it. If the gates were with dirt around it, you couldn't close it. You have to take away the dirt, and it should be roy. You should prepare it, and it should be roy to be able to close it. Tzuras HaPesach and Alechi V'Koiro doesn't help in Hechshav Rishus HaRabim to be making it into Rishus HaYochid. So the Rambam says, according to the Makis Mishnah, the Rambam says they need losses from both sides. And also he says that you don't need that the gate should be closed. It could remain open. In our Gemara it says that Rabbi Yochanan said they need losses mean olos. You need that the gate should be closed. So the Makis Mishnah says that the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that Yerushalayim needs to be ninal balaylo. Only paskin like Rabbi Lezer. The Gemara says in Daf Chof before, the Rebbe Lezer says, "Koychon shel mechitzos," that the rabbin cannot be mevatel mechitzos. So according to that Rebbe Lezer, and according to the Rabbanan of the Mishnah, you don't need that the gates should be closed. it's enough that there's a mechitza, which is a door, a delosos, and closing it is not important because the rabbi are not mevatel the mechitza. And in the Magid Mishnah says that the makor of the Rambam is from what the Gemara says in Davavam Beis, and the Rambam says it when we read the Halacha. Rav Nachman said, the Gemara says, "Ani abuli de Nardoe, the Shaarim of Nardoe, the Timon ad Palgayu be'Afra, that till their hips they were in hidden with dirt." Ba'il v'nofik ma'ushmuel v'ra'yom alu midi, v'omer avkan hanuch megufay savoy. Kiyoser Rav Nachman omer panyu ole afrayu. So the Rambam learned that it's talking they were gates of Rishus HaRabim itself, not the streets leading up to the Rishus HaRabim. And since it's from the Rishus HaRabim itself, he said panyu ole afrayu, that it should be roy to be closed. He doesn't say that you need to close it. And the Gemara that said you need that lechi v'koira, that's by mavois that lead up to the Rishus HaRabim. Like the Rambam says in the same parak Yud Zayin Halacha Gimel, Peyoch matirin movi mefulosh, this is called a movi mefulosh that leads up to the Rishus HaRabim. Oysel oitzuras pesach mikan v'lechi v'koira mikan. So the Gemara said that ketzad ma'alvin mavois amfuloshois, he learns that goes Tzuras HaPesach and Lechi V'Koro Mikan, that Rambam Paskins is Mavois HaMfuloshes L'Rishus HaRabim, but L'Rishus HaRabim itself, the Magid Mishnah says that you don't need that it should be closed, it's enough that it should have delosis. And the Kesef Mishnah asks, how does the Rambam know that you need, he says, B'Shem the Rashba, how does he know you need two delosis from both sides? Hananya just said that you need a delos from one side, why should you need on both sides? The Rashba himself, the Magid Mishnah brings it down, says that you need to be Matir Rishus HaRabim, a Delis from one side and a Lechi V'Koro on the other side, and that Delis should be closed. It's not enough that it should be open. And the Svara that the Rashba says, it's in the Teras Abayis, the Avodas HaKodesh, the Rashba says, because if you have a Rishus HaRabim and there's a gate, so it's not like a Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is where people could go through all times of the day. If there's a gate that sometimes it's closed, it's not like a Rishus HaRabim because people can't always go through it. And Tosfos is mashma that the reason that if there's a gate that's closed, it's not called a Rishus HaRabim is because Sholosh Mechitzas are Doraisa. So it's a different time than the Rashba. The Rambam himself, in Perek Yud Dalet, Halacha Aleph, says, Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Kalmelis U'mokim Ptur. Then he says what's called a Rishus HaRabim, and then he says, what's a Rishus HaYochid, Beizer Rishus HaYochid, and one of the things he says is, V'chein Mokim Shumukif Alba Mechitzos, גובר נעשור בינן ארבו על ארבו יסר, כן, אפילו יש בו כמה מילים, אם הוא כף לדירו, כגוי, מדינו המוקפס חוימו, שדל סיסר נינולס בלילו, מבואת שיש להן שלוש אקסולים ולכים ברוח רביס. The Rambam says you need four מחיצס, he says כגוי, that it's a מדינה that's מוקף החוימו לדירו, and it's דל סיסר נינולס בלילו, it's משמע the Rambam, that today it should be Rishus HaYochid, you need should be Ninal Balaylo. So it could be the Rambam is Koilel already. We'll see in the next Rambam we'll bring. The Rambam says in Perak Aleph Hilchus Eruvin, the first Aloch in Hilchus Eruvin, V'chein Adin, B'medina, Shimukefes Choymo, Gvoyo Asoro Tfochim, שיש לו דלוסויס, ונינולס בלילו, שכולו רשוס היוחד הוא זהו דין תוירו. זה מדין תוירו, it's called all רשוס היוחד. So you see here that you need נינולס. So the Magid Mishnah says in הלכס אירו, ואין חן הדין במדינה, he says, גם בו זה לא ידיקטק, the Rambam wasn't מדקטק, לא ידיקטק רבנו בדין המחיצס. לפי שאין לו מקוימר, וכוסף שיש לו דלוסויס נינולס בלילו, ופרק י"ז מלכס שבס בדין ששני כוסלים רשוס רב נסבר שום שדי ברוי אצלנו אלף על פי שאין אני לא נסממש שום עבור דין זה ברוך. So he says the Rambam wasn't been dayak here. Really the Rambam goes aloha lefi the one in Perek Yud Zayin where he says that you don't need ninolos balayla. And here he wasn't medayak because over there it's the Iker place where he's talking about mechitzas. But then it's kosher because the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph is talking about the Iker place of mechitzas. And he says also ninolos balayla. The Rava says that the Rambam just says ninolos balayla the Ravcha de Milse, that it's a chidush. That even though it's ninolos balayla, so the hemshich of the Rambam is that still you need a eruv midarabona. That it's left out. He says three terutzim on that derech, that Bam is the Rambam of that you don't need ninolos balayla. And the reason why he says you're ninolos balayla is the Ravusa, it's a chidush. The Bir Halacha says in Simen Shin Samach Daled, the Shin Samach Daled, Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days. If you need by Rishus HaRabim, if you need Dal Sesen in Olos or not. So the first day is that you need Ninolos Balayla, and the second day is that you don't need Ninolos Balayla, which is the Shita Saramba. And the Bir Halacha So the Bir Halacha says what comes out over there is that midoraisa would be enough alechi v'koyro. Only midorabonan is what we need the losses. And I saw Rav Moshe Feinstein in his long tshuva about the Eruv and Manhattan, he mentions that why did the rabbonan be misakin that you need losses? Since it's a mokum where rabbim go through, so it's doime more to reshus rabbim, and you need more of a tikkun that the rabbonan said you should need the losses. And that's why you don't need that it should be closed. It's enough that it should have the losses. The Bir Halacha says, "Deyash shniyo daso Rambam lo Rambam afilu lo yehu the losses klal kim tzuras haPesach. You're not chayv chatos because he paskins like Reb Lozor lo yosu rabbi mo mevatli mechitze." Afal pekin midrabonan, you need a delis gam ledaito. So he learns in the Rambam that the fact you need a delis is just midrabonan. In fact, that gives us a little bit of a beer, because what's the toilas of a delis if it's not, if it's closed? I understand that it's machitza and it's mevato or shusa rabbi. But if there is a delis and it's not closed, so what kind of a toilas is it? It seems to be, we would have to say a svara, that the machitzas on both sides forms a pesach. And if it has a delis, it's even more shows on the fact that it's called the Pesach. Akabanim Rav Moshe Feinstein learns that it's just for more of a, like the Rabbanim or Machmir, since it looks more like a Rishus Rabbi. And then the next part of the Sugya, in Daf Chav Beis, the Gemara says on the bottom, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Eretz Yisrael Ein Chayov In Oleo Mishum Rishus Rabbi. In Eretz Yisrael there's no Rishus Rabbi. Yosef Ravdimi Vekomale Losh Maite. He said, Omale Abayel Ravdimi, my time, Ilemim Shum Demakif Losul Medetzur Meach Giso Machtene De Gedo Meach Gise. From 2 sides of Eretz Yisrael, there are very deep ditches, or there is a high wall. So Memele, since it's Mukav with natural walls, so it's called the Rishus HaYochid, so there's no Rishus HaRabi. So the Gemara asks, if so, also in Bavel it's the same case. In Bavel we have Bros, which is a river, and the river banks are deep, which is like a mechitza. Me'ach gisa v'diglas me'ach gisa, also a river that's m'makif Bavel. So why only in Eretz Yisrael? And the whole world, then the Gemara says, the whole world, makif ukianus, the ocean is makif, the whole world, and the ocean, that, the walls of the ocean, that means the slope of the ocean, should be called mechitzes for the whole world. And why is the whole world ever Rishus HaRabim? So the Gemara says, Dilma malus umordus kamas, just the steep hills in Eretz Yisrael wouldn't be called Rosh Hashanah, even though people go through. So it was Meshabechim that that's what he meant. And the Itmar Nami, the Rabbi Yochanan said, Malus Umodah Sheberetz Yisrael, Ein Chayov Nalem Shum Rosh Hashanah, If she'enon kedigle midbar, we learn how Rishuyos from digle midbar, how they went to the midbar, and Rashi says the eretz chaloka oiso she'enon mashve oiso was flat land, and where there's mountains, it's not flat land, so Eretz Yisrael not. Why only on Eretz Yisrael not a chutz l'aretz? So at the end, the Gemara says why. So the Gemara brings that there's a price a shvile beis gilgul as a rishus ayochid l'shabbos. And what's called Shvile Beis Gilgul, the road, the trails of the Beis Gilgul. So he says, Kol she'ein oevet yochel litol so'or shel chitin v'yorot lefnei saretiot. It's so steep that he can run in front of the sar with a package. So then the Gemara says that Yeshua was a oyed Yisrael. Yeshua was oyed the Yidin. Oye omad v'tikin lem drochim saretiot. Where he was mesakin that there should be public areas. So wherever it's nichatash mishte, it's easy to use. So he gave it over to the rabbim and became Rishus HaRabim. Wherever it's not easy to use, so he gave it over to Yochid. So Melan Eretz Yisrael, where it's Mosrol HaRabim, so there, where it's not Mosrol HaRabim, it's for a Yochid, so Melan would stay Rishus HaYochid, wouldn't be a Rishus HaRabim. And in all areas, in Chutz Laretz, if it's a Malus or Mardus, and if Rabbin go through, it would be called a Rishus HaRabim. But Eretz Yisrael, since he didn't give it over to the Rabbin, it's not called for the Rabbin. And Tosfos says, "Betame, lefi the Rabbanon, kol Eretz Yisrael teyose Rishus HaYochid al edei sulme de tzur machten ed together. Bovel nami, it should be called a Rishus HaYochid, because lo yosu Rabbim o mevat le mechitze." And he says, "Vu adin afilo le'elef kurin, ma shir ye, what's the shir that a mechitze should not make it into a Rishus HaYochid. Yeshloima, the mechitze, she'enu asuyo bidei odom, lo yichashive mechitze kulahai. Vafilo rabon amoidu dosu rabim o mevatli mechitze. A mechitze that's not made by yidei people, that's natural, so it's not such a strong mechitze. So even the rabbona that say rabim are not mevatel mechitze, but a natural mechitze, they are mevatel. Mistoma the pshat is because where people walk, where people go, that's called the Rishus HaRabim. If people set up a mechitza, so the mechitza doesn't let the rabbin be mevatel. Mechitza makes it Rishus HaYochid. But if it's only a natural mechitza, it's as if it would be a flat land if people walk by. The Chazon Ish, the beginning of Simen Mem Gimel, and also the Gaon Yaakov, they ask that in the river banks, when do we say rabbin or mevatel mechitza? Either when the rabbin walked through a mokum parutz, an open space between mechitzas, or when rabbim walk on top of the mechitza, then we say, or like a tela mislaket, a slope that's called a mechitza, if the rabbim walk on it, they're mevat of the mechitza. That's if they walk on the mechitza or through the mechitza. But the riverbanks, people don't walk on it. So it wouldn't be called, why should, those who says rabbim are mevat of the mechitza. Here there's no rabbim to be mevat of the mechitza. So the Ritva says, the Ritva learns that the gvul of being a very wide area with a mechitza around it, the gvul would be if you feel like you're in the mechitza, you're standing and you feel that you're surrounded with mechitzas. As far as that is, that's called the Rishus HaYochid. If it's so wide, like the whole world or like the ocean, so that's not called a mechitza to make a Rishus HaYochid. The Nishmas Odom, when he brings it down, the Nishmas Odom says, how do we know what's called that you feel you're in the mechitza when you see? He says, maybe, tzarech hiyun, he says, efshar, but the Gemara says in Bechoras Daf Nun Vov, I think, the Gemara says that a roe, a meiser behem is mitzarev, what a roe sees, the shepherd, when he sees different groups of behemoths, he could watch them at the same time, kevakoras roya edroi, and keroya edroi yireh, that when he shepherds his sheep, his flock, so he could see 16 mil. So if you have 5 behemoths on one side of the 16 mil and 5 behemoths at the end of the other side of the 16 mil, so they're mitztaref to be called all one group of meiser behemoths. So you see, he sees 16 mil, so the Nishmas Odom says, maybe When you have 16 mila mechitza, maybe that's enough. It could be only a shepherd. They talk about that Gemara once we mentioned it. It could be a shepherd has a better eyesight, and he sees it better, like the Bedouins, that they don't read. They have a better eyesight. They can see very far. I don't know if it goes on everybody all the time. The Bir Alocha says, again, in Simen Shin Samach Dalet, the second one, Achar She'osah Lo, the Shulchan Aruch says, after he made mechitzos, Tikun Delosos, Chashuva Kula Kechotzer Echot. So he says, how would people, Koshe Al Minag Oilam Shemistapkin, how do the Oilam is not, it's a, that means people are so mech, that Rishus HaRabim has a Lechi V'Koira in the beginning and at the end, and there's so mechonet that it should be called the Rishus HaYochid to be metalta. How are people so mechonet? There's no dlosos. Really, you would need dlosos, either closed or not, but dlosos you need. So why is it where there's so mechon that there's a lechi v'koyro? So he says that maybe there's so mech there's some on the Shitas of Rambam that Rabbim are not Mevatel Mechitza. So Memele, the Tzuras HaPesach Midoraisa would be enough. Midrabbonan, you need losses. So it can be the Rabbon of losses. There's some on the other Shita, not like the Rambam, they need Shishim Ribo, like Rashi. So Memele, if you have Shishim, if you don't have Shishim Ribo, so it's not called the Rishus HaRabbim. If it's not called the Rishus HaRabbim, so Lechi Mekuro would be enough. So the Bir Alocha ends up saying that even though it's not a Heta Meruvach, it's not such a good heter, but you can't be ein limchis biad oilam shenagul okil, aval bal nefesh yachmir la'atzmai. Here's where it comes out the union of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, he mentions the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Mem Hei. In Shin Mem Hei it says, Sif Zayin, Ezeu Reshus Orabim, רחובות ושבוקים ורחובים תזיין עמו, ואין להם מקורים, ואין להם חוימו, ואפילו יש להם חוימו עם מי מפולושים משער לשער, ואין דל סוי סוף נאולס בלילו, הבי רשוס הרבי. That means if it has 16 עמו wide, it's called the רשוס הרבי. ויש אמרים, second day, שכל שאין שישים ריבוי עוברים בוי בכל יום, אין הרשוס הרבי. If it doesn't have 600,000, it's not a רשוס הרבי. In order to be a רשוס הרבי, it needs that 600,000 of people are עוברים בוי. And that's how Tosfos says in Eruv in Dav Vov. Pirush HaKuntres Rochav Yud Vov Amo Metzuyim Bo Shishim Riboy. Chen Yesh Baloches Gedolos Binon Drisa Samach Riboy. The Kosher Rabbeinu Tam that we learn out in Shabbos that Tzadiches from the Agolos that the Levim used to carry by the Mishkan and the whole Cheshbon of the Gemara there under the Agolos near the Agolos. So Tosfos says that area of the Golas itself was not a place where Shishim Ribo walked by. The Yeshleima Vaymari, the Mikomukim Dalkanoy Lotzis Velovoy Boy said there. That road where the Golas were, so there were 600,000. That means 600,000 were on that derech. Vaydiksho, the Bedigle Midbar Abu Tav Venoshim Lein Mispor. There was a much more than 600,000 people. So it should be a lot more connected. Vechen Koshim Erev Rav. So there should be 600,000 people, it shouldn't even be enough to make a Rishus HaRabim. Yesh lema de la gamrinan me mishkan ala milse dechsive b'mispom, whatever it says, so we know that 600,000 people, that makes up a Rishus HaRabim. But the Mishnah Berurah says, chipasti b'kol ha-rishonim ha-imdim b'shita zu, he looked through all the Rishonim that talk about this shita that Rishus HaRabim is made up of 600,000 people walking through, that they should be walking through every day. That in this area, this city, there are 600,000 people. That means the road is made for the area of 600,000 people. So it's a chumra. That means even though there aren't 600,000 people walking by, but since in that area is mitzuyin, it's made for that amount of people, so it's called a Rishus HaRabim. And the Shaar HaTzion brings down that Rashi says in Daf Nun Tes is mashma ki'ilu that you need walking by. We're talking about a ir shel yochid that became shel rabbim. So Rashi says עיר של יוחד שלא יהיו נכנסים בתומית שישים ריבה של בני אדם. אז משמע, that are של רבים goes through at 600,000 people. So that, the Bi'ur Halacha says, גם שום אין כוונה שיהיו שישים ריבוי בויקים בוי בכל יום. You don't need really 600,000 people should go through every day. Only it means that it's an area of 400,000-600,000 people. And then the Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says, Chidush Godol, and Siman Kuflam says, Chidush Godol is saying in the Inyan of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that Shishim Riboy is not that they walk through, only that it's made for the area of 600,000. He doesn't mention this Mishnah Brura. He says that it's a Chidush Godol that he says. And he says, Raya Gedoyla, for this Inyan, that Shishim Riboy doesn't mean walking by, because the Gemara says in Daf Kof Beis Amud Beis, Shvilei Beis Gilgul, and Rashi says, Pshat Mailo Gevoyaz Gufoi Be'otz Yisroel, and Mailo's Beis Maron. Before that, the Gemara says there's Mailo's Beis Maron, that's also called, we'll read it inside, he says, if there's a place where rabbim go through, even though if you have to go up with a rope, so Rashi says, it's a very narrow road. It's a very narrow place. And the Gemara would call it a Rishus HaRabim when people go through. And it can't be, Reb Moshe Feinstein says it can't be, that even in 24 hours that one after another goes through, two people can't go through at the same time, and it should be called 600,000 people. It can't be, only it means it's made for 600,000 people. But if so, he himself says, in the city, if it's a road in the city, it could be made for 600,000 people, but if it's a road outside of the city, it has to have 600,000 people, because there's no area of six, there's no area there, it's outside. So he says that if some base maroon maybe is inside the city. Another thing I think he himself says, it says here only one person could go by. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for sure needs Tezayin Amos. So if it's so narrow that only one person could go through, how could it be called a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? So if so, we would have to come on to what Tosfos says in Daf Vav Amud Beis, that if there's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim from two sides, 16 Amos, and in the middle there's the road of the Rabbim becomes narrow like a street, like a mobile. So since it's from both sides of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so also the narrow area is called the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Maybe in that case, Beis Maron would also be called the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though it itself doesn't have Sheshes Re'amo. The Gaon Yaakov, he brings down, he says from Rabbeinu Elio, it seems to be that he's bringing a raya that the Gros said a raya that you don't need Shishim Ribo. Because the Gemara said, Habuli de Mechuzah and Avav Amen Beis, that the Sha'arim of the city Mechuzah needs Dal Sesein, and all his Knit should be called a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And he says, there's a Gemara that says, Ein Achlusa Bebovel, I think it's in Brochas, there's a Gemara that says, that Ein Achlusa Bebovel, there isn't a large amount of a lot of people in Bovel, a group of a lot of people. So the Nele can't be that there was Sheish Meus Elef in Mechuzah. So why does the Gemara say Abulei de Mechuzah would be called a Rosh Hashanah Rabbi? So you have to say because it has Sheshes Re'amo, not because it has Shishim Ribo. Reb Moshe Feinstein himself, when he's talking about the Eruv in Manhattan, so I think that most of his tshuva is because even though there might not be Mamish or Rosh Hashanah Rabbi, but since it's like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbi, you need glossos, you need doors, or it's open to a place that's also, it's open to Carmelis, so you would need doors, it wouldn't be enough, Alechi V'Koyo. And since there's no doors, so Mameli says you can't make a roof there. That's al regalachas, like for sure, to say what Rav Moshe said. That's the Inyan of being Ma'arev or Shusarab, what we wanted to talk about.